Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday, and today I have Miss Say and Carla with
Hello.
me.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so the question today, and I think we've hit this in other like episodes in the past, but I just think it's a funny one, and there's so many different times this has happened throughout like our careers that we can talk about it. So it's about bodily functions. What do you do to hide or absorb or retain your bodily functions, like farting, you have to pee, like you have to throw up, like what? Give me a time where you're just like, oh my gosh, I have bubble guts or something, and you're just like, how am I going to go about this?
I haven't farted in a with a client, but I've had to use the restroom, so I just excuse myself. Just give me 1 second, I'm gonna grab something. So I've had to use
I
the
forgot my
restroom.
tweezers, and they're
You're
like over at
right.
the barbside, and your tweezers are
Right.
sitting in the
But then, you wash your hands, you go back in, which is kind of, uncomfortable at first because you're like, oh, I was just wiping my butt.
They don't know
But
that.
you, I know, but you wash your hands, but still. Anyway, it
In
is a
your
little,
mind, it's in
it's
your
like,
mind. Like, I just
just
wiped
because
my
of the
butt, now I'm gonna wipe
cleanliness,
yours.
right? Like the cleanliness of it.
That's
But
funny.
I did have at my previous place, I had, I don't know, like I got some kind of a virus and I was doing my facial and, I literally was going to pass out, like
Oh, you got like the
sitting.
sweats.
I was sitting, yeah, and I started sweating and I was about to pass out, like literally leaning over like
Oh
this.
my
And I
gosh.
told the client, like, you know what? I don't really feel good. I'll be right back. And I went into one
Like
of
the
the other
break room.
treatment rooms and I laid down and I left my client on the table because
Oh
I could not. I couldn't.
being the client, like
I literally
doop-a-doop.
was going to faint. Like,
Did you tell anybody else?
well,
Like, hey.
when I came to,
Oh my gosh. You like literally passed out. She's laying in there. Was she still there when you
she
came to?
was. And so one of the other estheticians went in there for me. I told her I cannot
I can't
stand
finish
up.
it.
Yeah. And it's weird because I was sitting down, right? But I had to tell
You
her
had
to
like the
take
flu or
over.
something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably starting up.
And then,
Ooh.
everybody made fun at me, fun of me
Now
at work
I'm gonna make
after.
fun of you too.
Like, oh, we heard you. Like, well, we heard you had the bubble guts. Da da da. You left the client on the table. They were sending me like sweaty memes and stuff. So I was like, okay.
Meat
It was
sweats.
like a James Brown like sweating at a performance, like memes. But that happened to me. I just like excused myself.
Oh
So
my
to
gosh.
answer the question.
I almost passed out in a service once too. I found out later that I had mono and I didn't know it. And I was just like going to work, like fighting for my life. Like, and I remember doing the facial massage and kind of like zoning out. And like you said, kind of like started to lean to the right. And I was like, and then I was like, whoa, and like came back to it and like finished the facial massage. But I remember I had like, you know, when you're sick, you have like that heated like dragon breath and you're just like, like I just remember feeling like that and I'm like, I shouldn't be here, you know, like I really shouldn't be here. And I went to the hospital because I got home and I was just boyfriend and girlfriend with Beau at the time, and that was many years ago now. And I showed him my head, like on the base of my skull, like on my neck. I was like, do you feel this? And it felt like I had golf balls underneath my skull. It was so weird. But as my lymph nodes were so incredibly inflamed, I went to the ER. They were like, basically, there's nothing you can do. They gave me some antibiotics just in case. And then I had to wait for a swelling and everything to go down. But I got the test results back from the blood work that they did that night. But I got the test results back like 2 weeks later. And they're like, yeah, you had mono, like mucosis or whatever it's called, you know, mono, the kissing disease. But they say it's like brought on by stress or lack of sleep as well. And your immune system just tanks. Well, then, like fast forward all these years later, I ended up, what's that lady's name? There's a lady that comes in and she like reads auras and energy and everything. And she had told me, like, in my past, like in my treatments, I have absorbed somebody's negativity and this and that. She's like, you've cured somebody from cancer and you just didn't even know it. And then she just started to describe, I know, like part of me, I was like, okay, you know, but then she started to describe, she goes, you would have felt this way and this way. And she goes, and you got extremely sick. And this is not a story I've shared with this person in the past. She goes, you got extremely sick afterwards and it just attacked your immune system. And she goes, and that was you like purging that out. And I was like, holy cow. I'm like, maybe I did cure somebody's cancer. Who knows? I absorbed all their sickness. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I just remember like I felt like I was gonna pass out that day, and I was just like, I can't do this. I remember going home and just crawling to the bathroom. Yeah.
Just excuse yourself, really, in
Yeah.
that kind of situation. But
Right?
farts never.
Never, not even like
No.
a SBD.
No.
Silent but deadly.
No.
Do you remember
I
saying
mean,
that
I
like in
would
high
say
school? The
no.
SBD. Silent but deadly.
No.
You know, the ones where you just like,
I know what
it's
that is, but I've never said SBD.
SBD. Am I the only one, really?
Think
Oh, I
so.
think it's my age range. We used to say like SBD, like silent but deadly.
We would just say silent.
She's like, enough with the acronyms, just say it.
Yeah.
No, we'd have like somebody would crop dust you and then turn back and like give you the eye over the shoulder. SBD.
Oh God.
And then you're like gassed, like, oh.
My cousin, when I was little, my cousin used to pass by you and just, and he'd be like, you got sauced on.
Service. Just give us the meats. Give us the sauce.
No, there's been times where I'm like on the edge, or like I have to pee really bad, and I'm
Yeah.
like, damn,
Did you
let
like
me
the
just
happy
finish the service.
dance?
That, or like I need to fart, but I can't, and so I'm just like
Your
breathing heavy in the service.
mouth starts watering.
Yeah.
You start to get goosebumps. You're like, I'm holding it in with all my life. Yeah.
There's been one time, there was one time where one slipped out and it was like a but we were like laughing, and so I just like laughed louder.
Client, a client has farted
Oh yeah,
and
for
laughing
sure.
so loud that it
Oh
just
my gosh, I've had so many
pops
people
out.
fart on me, like
Oh,
I
me
can't
too.
even count.
That's the worst. I
But
can't move.
yeah, but like
me farting on the other hand, I mean, there's been some where I'm like, how am I gonna make this happen? Because it just starts to hurt in the gut, and then
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, like, and like you said, you start to get like that like
I'm getting
sweat, you know?
stiff. I'm
Yeah.
like clenching.
It's stiff. Yes. You start to like board up, like, it just hurts. You get the gut pain, and then you have the back pain, and then your eyes start to water, and your mouth starts to water, and you're like, oh. And then,
Everything's watery.
yeah, everything's watering. There's been a
Oh,
time where I was in a facial, and I like rolled my chair away from the face as much
my.
as I could and like lifted the one cheek, and it was just a little like, you know, and then I'm like, okay, spray some eucalyptus, and then I roll back. And then, like you said, there's been a couple times where I've been like waxing, and
Yeah.
there's no hiding in waxing. I think with facials, you can like, you know, cover the eyes and like walk to the other corner of the room or something. Like I'm teaching you technique here, okay?
I'm learning
Yes.
today.
Technique to the hiding, yeah. And then, or like the burps, like you feel it coming up, and you don't want it to be like, you know, in front of, you know, their head. So you're just like, you know, like blow out the side of your mouth, like. But the when you're waxing, there's no hiding. You're like the lights are on full blast. You're right next to the table,
They can see
like
your facial
they,
expression.
yeah, like. Yeah,
Oh
so it's like there's been a couple times. I think it was when
my
I was pregnant with Jason, and like you just can't hold it the same when you're pregnant.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
true.
and I remember I like backed up and I was like doing hand sanitizer, but I was like walking backwards. And I remember the guy I was like lasering, like just was looking at me up and down, like, what are you doing? Like, cause I'm like backing up and I'm still talking. And then I walked towards him. Like I retracted and came back like yo-yo. And he was just like looking at me like, what was that all about? And I'm like, yeah, anyway, just kind of live my life.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, but you can't hide it when you're waxing, I feel like.
No.
And I think there's only been one time where I feel like I farted loud enough that the person I was talking to, and we were in mid sentences, you know, like going back and forth, and it was just like a, you know, like in the background. And in the back of my mind I'm like, "Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit." But I just kept talking to her like nothing happened. And she was talking to me, but I see her brows kind of furrow a little bit. And her eyes kind of darted right at my eyes. Like she was testing me out to see if I was going to admit I did it. But I just kept talking. So then she smiles and continues to talk too. So I feel like there was a mutual, like, we're not going to talk about it. Like, let's move on. So I just felt like it was a cartoon moment where it's like the eyeballs were like, like darting at me. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that was me. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. Yeah. So, yeah, so anyway. Or you could just be like, the say. And just like, ha-ha! Like over it. Over it. Just tying your fart with a funny joke. Oh, the punchline's coming. I'm going to let it out.
Yeah. The eucalyptus close.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. Keep it close. Yep. Well, anyway, I think we've all had those moments. And if you haven't, you're lying. You're totally lying.
Not yet.
Share your embarrassing moments or ask us what else you want to ask us or give us another topic you want to hear us talk about, because we'll talk about it all, obviously. Thank you for listening to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Until next week. Bye.